another Saturday morning, another holiday weekend in CCO land. It's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are things this morning?
Things are really well. Although it's going to be 92 again today, 95 for the 4th of July tomorrow, 94 Monday. And I know we'll talk about this in a few minutes. There's a sale going on at Haskell's.
Yeah, there's a big sale.
A little hint.
Good time to stock your cellar. But today I thought I'd talk about picnic wines. And this kind of weather we're having really beckons people out of doors. And, you know, we're so fortunate in that we have a colorful change of weather 4 or 5 times a year, where we go from 90 degrees to sub-zero. And I think because of that, we appreciate being able to go out. And I think a picnic, in my opinion, is a wonderful way to celebrate outdoors and before winter sends us scurrying inside. And, of course, you know, lots of communities have fireworks and things like that. And I think bringing the white bottle of wine not only enhances the picnic, communities have fireworks and things like that. And I think bringing the white bottle of wine not only enhances the picnic food, it adds a little degree of sophistication to outdoor dining. But you want to choose well, and you want to make sure that the wine is going to elevate the event. And I think one of the important things to do is know the difference, for example, between picnic and barbecue, and choose your beverage accordingly. Barbecue usually is a backyard event, not always, but usually. And you usually are grilling spicy, smoked meats, and you have big, powerful dishes, and the main dish at a barbecue is generally hot. A picnic is, you know, no cooking on site. The foods are prepared in advance. They're eaten at cool or room temperatures, and so it makes a difference. So when you picnic, you need a wine that won't overpower the food, will travel well. And speaking of traveling well, you know, those, I call them freezer sleeves, that are available for wines. They go on the outside of a bottle of wine. You store them in the freezer, and then you slip them on, and it keeps the wine nice and chilled for when you're ready to drink it at your picnic site. You know, otherwise you end up hauling ice and coolers and that, and sometimes it depends on where you're going to go on your picnic. If you're going any distance, you don't really want to haul that big bucket cooler and filled with ice. And so these freezer sleeves come in very handy for keeping wine chilled. And you usually, when you're out of doors, you know, there's always, I think, when you dine al fresco like that, that puts an edge on your appetite, and you just seem to enjoy the food more when you're eating outdoors. I don't know, it's probably just me, but I know that having fish at home is never as good as a shore lunch. And I think it's the ambiance and everything else, because obviously you cook the fish the same way, etc. It should taste the same, but it always seems to taste just a little better out of doors. And summertime, particularly 4th of July, it really is picnic time. Sitting overlooking one of our beautiful city lakes is really terrific. And you can enjoy that, well, even in your own backyard if you want. But picnic wines really should reflect the occasion, and that is casual, easy, nothing sophisticated. You don't really want big, powerful wines. You want easy drinking, easy sipping, relaxing type of wines that will go well with your picnic food. And so, you know, you have the choices, red, white, or rosé, and they all are pretty good with picnics. For whites, you want to make sure that it travels well, because, as I said, get those freezer sleeves or something, because white wines you want chilled. And, you know, a great chiller, really, is if you're close to a lake or a pond or a creek, you can drop the bottle in there. Usually the water is much, much colder than the air, and it will chill it down pretty quickly, 10, 15 minutes in a babbling brook will bring wine to the perfect drinking temperature, in my opinion. And, you know, when you're having a picnic, the foods are generally cold, like potato salad and cold fried chicken, cheese, crackers, charcuterie, etc. What are the best wines to have with those? Well, because the food is simple and light, the wine should be simple and light. And I'd say when you're going to have a white wine, you want a cool, crisp white. If you're having rosé, you want it on the dry side with good fruit, but a good dry finish. And, of course, red wines, you want light, easy to drink, not big powerhouse alcoholic bombshells. You want something that displays its fruit just beautifully. And so let's talk a little bit about white wines. White wines are really just terrific. And we talked the other day about ABC, anything but Chardonnay. So there's so many different kinds of white varietals to choose from. But generally for a picnic, I think Sauvignon Blanc is very, very good. There's one from New Zealand called Silver Beach, which is, in my opinion, one of the great bargains in the wine world. Silver Beach is only about $12 a bottle, and it compares to the $25, $30 bottles of some New Zealand wines. Another great picnic wine is Pinot Grigio. Light, fruity, easy to drink, easy to like. And a good Pinot Grigio is La Gondola, which is the gondola from Venice. And, you know, Pinot Grigio, as we've talked about in the past, grows all over Italy. And it really is a remarkably good wine for the money. You know, a good Pinot Grigio you can get from between $10 and $12. If you want something a little more sophisticated, you can go up to even $16, $17 a bottle. But you never pay over that for a Pinot Grigio. It's a simple, easy wine, easy to like, and not too sophisticated. Perfect for your picnic. Another one would be, say, a California Fumé Blanc, which is usually Sauvignon Blanc. And Dry Creek happens to make a very good one. And if you're so inclined to a Chardonnay, try a Mâconnais from Burgundy. It's 100% Chardonnay and just goes absolutely perfectly with picnic fare. I love Mâcon to have with my picnics because they're bright, acidic, they're loaded with citrus fruit, etc. And that crispness is something you really want to have in your picnic wine, in my opinion. Then there's rosés. Now, rosés are kind of a new, not really, but they've become more popular of late. And there's good reason for it. They've always made great rosés available different parts of the world, etc. But they fell out of favor here because so many of blush wines, you know, white Zinfandel, white Merlot, etc. And those, all those wines are decidedly sweet. They're not real dry. But when you're talking about good rosé, and from Provence in France, you can find rosés from $10 to $15 a bottle that are just superb. Also from the Rhone Valley in France, those rosés from the Rhone Valley are terrific. And generally, they're around the $10 mark. They're not very expensive, and they really are terrific. And, of course, my own favorite rosé is Tavel. That's an area in the Rhone Valley, and they make nothing there but rosé wine. That's all they make in Tavel. They don't make white. They don't make red. They just make rosé, and it is a terrific wine to have. I always tell people Tavel is rosé for red wine drinkers because it's got a little more power to it. And, you know, when you're talking about the rosés, when you're thinking melon and fruit quality, strawberry, cherry, etc., they go very, very nice with all sorts of dishes. And not only that, they're inexpensive. You know, you really don't have to spend a fortune to get a good rosé. And all those rosés from Provence in France, they just make a ton of them there. And they're, again, modestly priced. You can get a good Provence rosé for between $10 and $13 a bottle. That is perfect. And don't forget, a lot of places, specialize in rosé. I was at a wedding not too long ago, and they served a rosé champagne that everybody just was off the talk of. The whole thing was, isn't this the best wine you've ever had? Well, I don't know whether it was the best I ever had, but it was very, very good. And, excuse me, seemed to suit the occasion very nicely. And so, and even now, a new wine is Prosecco Rosé. Everybody knows about Prosecco. It's become very, very popular in the United States. It's a slightly spritzy wine. It doesn't have the dense sparkling that a good champagne would have, or that, but it's lightly sparkling. And Prosecco, now they have Prosecco Rosé, which they just allowed about a year and a half ago, and it really hasn't gotten too popular yet because of the COVID problems and all that other stuff. But it is available, and it's worth seeking out and trying. The wine is delicious. Then there's always reds, but one for a picnic, in my opinion, you want a very light red, like a Beaujolais. Beaujolais from France are, again, not terribly expensive. You can get them from $10 to $15 a bottle, and you end up with a very nice bottle of wine. Pinot Noir is also very, very good. You can get some of those Oregon Pinot Noirs for around $15, are absolutely delicious and would go perfectly with your light summer picnic. And don't be afraid to chill those Beaujolais or the red wines. We talked a minute ago about chilling the whites and the rosés. Well, it doesn't hurt to chill the red wines as well. Some people say, oh, that's heresy. Well, it's not. Red wines are meant to be drunk at cellar temperature, which is, temperature of Earth is about 55 degrees. So when you're having your picnic and it's 90 degrees outside, you want to keep that red wine slightly chilled just as you would the white. And like I say, you can go to any of the great houses in Burgundy, Marchant, Bouchard, Viamont, put out Pinot Noirs that are about $15 a bottle, would be perfect light red wines to have with your picnic fare. There's a brand from the Medoc, or I'm sorry, the Languedoc, called Laforge. And Laforge makes not only a Merlot, but they also make a Syrah that's very light and not overpowering to have with picnic fare. So picnic fare wines, in my opinion, not only raise the bar a bit on what you're going to do on your picnic, but they add so much, I think, they add another dimension to picnic dining. When you're sitting there and sipping a glass of wine and maybe nibbling on a piece of fried chicken, you know, life doesn't get a whole lot better than that, in my opinion. So while picnics are just great, they're even better if you add a wine to the picnic basket. And like I say, those freezer sleeves are not a bad thing to think about because they keep the wine cool without you having to haul an enormous cooler and ice and all that stuff, you know, because a lot of picnics are sort of destination spots where you're going to go maybe when you go into a park or something like that, you're going to walk a half a mile or so to your favorite picnic site. So you want it to be light and easy, not toting things like a pack mule, just easy, relaxed. And like I said, there's nothing better, whether your favorite is a red wine, a white wine, or rosé wine. Just have it with a picnic and have it out of doors to celebrate this 4th of July, which we'll celebrate because of falling on a Sunday. We get Monday as a holiday as well. So we really pick up a little bit of bonus holiday this weekend to celebrate the 4th of July. And in my opinion, having a picnic is a great way to do that. And not only is it a great way to do that, it adds a great deal of sophistication if you add a little bit of wine to your picnic fare. It'll make the whole thing much better. And speaking of that, you know, at Haskell's, we have this, what we call the 6 for 60. And we have a new one that we're calling Red, White, and Rosé. And it's a couple bottles of rosé, a couple bottles of white wine, and a couple bottles of red picnic wine. And so the 6 for 60, it's a bargain, $60 for 60, six different bottles of wine. And you get one of those new Prosecco rosés that I was talking about comes in the case, as well as a bottle of Pinot Grigio, which is two terrific picnic wines. That Prosecco rosé, as I said, has become an overnight sensation, and it's a very new appellation just permitted by the Italian government in the last year. So whatever you're going to do, enjoy yourself on the 4th of July, and I hope all our listeners have a wonderful and joyous 4th of July.
You as well, Jack, and all the folks at Haskell's. Let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thank you. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.